94 to be the shark, everything that rocks. There's this old adage of new year, new me, and it's December 14th, which means it's about that time we're going to start hearing this stuff. And with us on the line is our friend, licensed clinical social worker, Tracy Cardello. Trace, you hear this stuff all the time, but the truth of the matter is we all get in our own way. Why do we constantly, at least it seems like we all make these resolutions of things we know we're never going to do? Why do we get our expectations up so much?
Well, I don't know. There's always a lot of pressure, right, to make yourself better. There's a lot of focus on me, me, me. How can I make myself better? How can I be a better person? How can I like myself more, have better self-esteem? You know, how can I feel better about myself? And I think one of the things that's missing, right, is that we're looking for happiness instead of looking for meaning. And I think that the way people make sense of bad situations or make themselves feel connected is through finding meaning or doing something meaningful with your life. And that is kind of the opposite of me, me, me.
Well, there's this term, self-sabotage, mm-hmm. right? And I think every one of us have it to a degree. But what makes self-sabotage so common amongst us? Like, why do we all feel the need to get in our own way?
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of reasons, right? Some of them have their roots in childhood history. Some of them have their roots in family messages and societal and religious and formalized education. You know, there are lots of reasons why people self-sabotage.
Is there a way to overcome it?
Of course. There's a way to overcome everything, right? That's what therapy is for. But it's more than just finding an answer, right? I think it's about looking inside yourself and figuring out, you know, gaining some insight about why you do the things that you do. And then making a focused effort on doing something that counteracts that.
We're on the line with licensed clinical social worker Tracy Cardello on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Tracy is a big proponent of tapping, what's called the freedom technique, emotional freedom technique?
That's right, and energy psychology in general, because what energy psychology really focuses on is getting your nervous system calmed down so that you can put into action some of the things that you've learned intellectually.
So how do you apply tapping to getting over self-sabotage?
Well, it depends, and it's going to be different for everyone because, you know, your self-sabotage comes from a different place than mine does, right? And we may self-sabotage ourselves differently in different areas of our lives. So it's about really finding a technique that is completely individualized and really helps you figure out for yourself where this is coming from.
Is it always from the home when we self-sabotage? Is it always mommy and daddy issues, or can self-sabotage come from somewhere else? Like, can you come from a home where you're encouraged and encouraged and encouraged and still feel the need to screw it up?
Well, yes. And I guess it depends on exactly what you mean by screw it up, right? I don't know that.
Just look at my life.
I don't know that there are any real mistakes. I mean, if you personally feel like you're sabotaging a particular area of your life, right? Let's say, you know, for example, money, right? There are people who have a hard time making or holding on to money. And it's because they have certain, you know, limiting beliefs and certain societal ideas, maybe even religious ideas, about what money is and what it's for and what makes it bad and why it's better not to have it. And so those things are all things that need to be, you know, sort of unpacked in a very individual way, because again, you know, you and I could share that issue, but where it comes from for each of us is going to be a little bit different.
So here's the thing. Let's say, and I have this problem, like money has never been a focus of mine. Not that I have any. You see my Honda, you'll understand. But is it always a bad thing to be afraid of making more money? Is it bad to want to live less of a ambitious life?
No, I don't think any of those things are bad. I mean, you choose the level of ambition that you have based on your level of consciousness. But I don't think we're talking about ambition when we talk about self-sabotage. You know, whatever money means to you, it comes from someplace, you know, for you individually.
Sure.
You know, not everybody is driven to want to live in a big house or drive an exotic car. Some people are. And that is certainly not a measurement of happiness, because you'll find a lot of really wealthy people who are pretty unhappy when you, you know, when you get right down to it.
We're on the line with our friend, licensed clinical social worker, Tracy Cardello on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, if you're happy, that should be the gauge, right?
That should be the gauge. If you're content, if you feel at peace, if you feel connected to other people and society and your family, that is a better gauge, right, than how much you've got in your bank account.
Why do you suppose such a monetary value has been put on success, happiness, even health?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think, you know, society really sort of shows you all the time expensive things, right? And that's what advertising is for, right? To make us want expensive things and to make us think our life would be better because of them.